We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do some radio, shall we? Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, everybody. It is No Signal Saturday, and I hope you're having a good time driving out there.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what that is. We got Larry with us as always.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I am Sybil. Hello, hello. You are the Tolos, and you can reach us 877-881-1053. You can also call AutoFlex when they open at 10 a.m. The numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, maybe listening on radio.com. You know, we have listeners all over the darn place. Also, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of our great specials, our Save Money Monday specials, at AutoFlex.com/1053 for all the Tolos.
We have listeners all over the darn place because AutoFlex does business all over the darn place.
We have listeners even out of different countries.
Yeah.
And they gather in a group and they listen to the show on Saturday morning. It's a little weird.
Kind of like Facebook Live.
That's right.
They get together and just, let's all listen together.
So coming up in a little bit on the show, we will get into which cars have ADAS features and how coronavirus is affecting the car industry.
What does ADAF features mean?
I don't know. I'm going to let David tell us that.
Advanced driver systems, basically. So it's the auto cruise. It's the auto park. It's the electronic braking, the emergency braking. It's all of those things.
That are automatically done?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there an automated turn signal?
All right, you got it. What packages? Is this? What is this No Signal Saturday?
No, I don't want to interrupt. I'm just asking if there's a... I'll mention... When somebody's ready to hear it, you know I'm going to nag or complain. But I'd like to know if turn signals are included in these packages.
No, they're not. Now, there is a system that tells you when you're changing lanes into someone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people that don't use your turn signal and no one behind you understands you're about to change lanes, then maybe that would be a good feature to have.
Yeah, that saves the person who's failing to use the signal, apparently.
Right.
But doesn't anything. It still gives the other person that's just minding their own beeswax a little mini heart attack.
Yeah. I never thought about what that system would be good for until right now.
Auto turn signal?
If you're the lane departure.
The lane departure.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else?
If you're the kind of person that never signals... When you change lanes.
Especially on the highway.
Especially on the highway. If you're that kind of person, that lane departure warning is probably really good, or the blind spot warning, to let you know that even though you haven't turned on your signal, you are changing lanes into another human being.
There were at least like four cars that needed that package this morning on the way here.
Right.
Shocking. They didn't even use a signal.
Yeah.
I guess they were out of blinker fluid.
I only use it if it's going to affect somebody else. If I'm driving through my neighborhood and there's nobody coming, nobody going, nobody waiting at any like intersections to turn, I am flying free.
Okay, you know what? I got no problem with that. Okay? It's like when the bear's in the woods.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a bear in the woods.
And a tree falls. Does anybody hear the tree?
The bears do.
Okay. I don't know where I was going with that one. Bear in the woods. There's a whole different thing on that line of thought. Anyway, I'd like to know what all these people listening to this show think about that. Like, I understand if there's nobody around,
mm-hmm.
not using your blinker. You have to be aware, though, that nobody's around. But if you're on the highway and you're all hustling,
yeah,
you know, and I mean, you know, 70 miles an hour is hustling,
right,
and you're all pretty close together, kind of like you're not afraid of the coronavirus, apparently, because you're all just right up next to each other. Who thinks it's okay to just change lanes and not signal?
Yeah, and you better hope that person you're cutting in front of is paying attention, because if they're not, skrrt.
So I'm just curious, in today's driving, the distractedness and everything, who's got the gonads to not signal a lane change? One guy changed lanes, and about mid-change is when the signal came on. I was like,
dude, it's too late. It's way too late now.
That didn't help?
No. It's like, I've already stood on my head to stop. Now, what am I going to do? Anyway, I'm done with my whining for a moment.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing fan text, what the heck is a tolo? A tolo is a turn it on, leave it on kind of guy. It's me. I turn on 105.3 and I leave it on. That's the station I listen to. And so that's what a tolo is.
Yes. So welcome to the family. You are now officially a tolo.
Now that you're in, you can't get out. It's kind of like Hotel California.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, good morning from, pardon me. You should, oh, I'm sorry, wrong text. You should always use your turn signal. Yes.
Duh.
Even when no one's around, it becomes a habit. There you go.
Well, I kind of do. There's like a law that maybe has changed in Texas that if you're in a right turn only or a turn only lane, you don't have to have it on.
Really?
But again, it's kind of like a habit. Why?
No, I don't think
why
so.
Why get in the middle of braking? I don't know. I read something online, so it's got to be true.
No, no.
but it's kind of like a habit, wearing the seatbelt. Like if you...
Yeah.
I cannot drive around over to my mailbox without putting the seatbelt on because it feels weird.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to read 11 pages of what cars have what automatic driving assistance programs on them, I have on Autoflex's Facebook page an 11-page story on which cars have the self-driving feature for 2020. It's 11 pages.
Let's read all 11,
no,
shall we?
No, let's not.
The Pravda,
let's the talk about
automotive features.
Let's talk about the problem with the automated features on cars, and that is that everyone calls them different things. So when you go into a Honda dealer, they have a certain name for their adaptive cruise control that lets your car follow the car in front of it and keep the lane difference the same, the distance behind them the same. So when your car is following another car, if they slow down, you slow down. If they speed up, you speed up to the limit of your cruise control. And that's it. But Honda calls it one thing. Mercedes-Benz calls it something else. Lincoln has another name for it. And it is turned into, and here's the other thing. All of these guys want it to be very particular to their car. Like adaptive cruise control, Mercedes-Benz calls that Distronic.
That doesn't even make sense.
But that's their name for it.
Distronic.
So this car has Distronic, and that's a big impressive thing. Mm-hmm. Except a number of other cars have the same thing. They just call it a different name.
You know what I would call it?
What?
Triple C, cruise control control.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
That makes sense.
It's cruise control control.
Okay,
I
so
like that.
There is a movement now among the automobile manufacturers and, more importantly, the safety engineers to standardize what we call all of these different features. Because there's in some cases, there's 40 different names for the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's a little confusing, especially when you're looking at a car that has a number of features that maybe your car doesn't have. You know, we did the story last week. Cars built in the last 3 years are much safer than cars built before then because they have all of the safety equipment that's been added to the cars. So they're going to come up with different names for adaptive cruise control that controls down to a stop, because you have two types of adaptive cruise control, one that works on the highway, one that you can actually use in town. Mm-hmm. So it'll let your car stop and start, follow the car in front of it, that kind of thing. Lane centering steering, That's all that lane control stuff. So your car, yeah, lane keep assist. It doesn't leave the lane it's in. It just follows in that lane.
And that should be LCC.
Or called no DUI.
Okay. That's a great feature.
I'm just saying.
Hands-free steering. Guess what that's not? That's not a self-driving car.
Right.
That means that if you do not steer the car, it will steer itself between the white lines. I've been in some cars test driving them where when the white lines went away, that went away.
All bets were off now. Yeah. We're off to the races.
Mm-hmm. Attention-free driving? Mm. Not today. No. You still have to pay attention. You still have to keep your hands on the wheel. And,
you still have to use your turn signal.
If you are interested in all of the different models and all of the different things that they offer, the new features, the new safety features, the ADAS features, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and you can see all of the different models and what they call their different features, but also who offers what.
And you don't have to read all 11 pages. It's in alphabetical order, so you can just look up your manufacturer.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. So it makes it a lot easier to do. Now, here's the other thing. Test driving cars. It is of ultimate importance, and we've said this a zillion times, you got to test drive a car with these features to understand how the feature works.
And don't get frustrated because, like, if you're of my age and you're not techie, just take the time to learn the product because these cars have become computers. And if they have these additional safety features, I mean, you thought hooking up your phone and making all of that was going to work. This isn't as difficult as you think it might be.
Right.
Spend the time with your sales professional to train you on the car. It's really important to learn everything that way. I can't even tell you how hard it was for me to find the stupid clock and how to, change the daylight savings time on this Mercedes one time. It was so user unfriendly.
Mm-hmm.
So get with your salespeople or your training delivery person, whoever it is, and make sure they teach you the car and get your phone hooked up before you take off.
And cars have become complicated enough now that they have people that work for different manufacturers in the dealerships to explain exactly what the car's capabilities are, because it's sort of crazy as what these cars will do.
And do you know, some of these manufacturers are holding the salespeople's pay,
Hostage.
Them hostage in a way, because if the customers don't fill out their surveys and say they went through all this stuff, then they might lose bonus money, which I'm sure the salespeople aren't allowed to tell the customers that, but since I don't work for them, I can. Not only do you need to go and learn how to do it, because this ain't your father's Oldsmobile with just a key, a turn it, a gas, and a brake, and a radio and air if you're lucky. These cars are sophisticated. And I'll never forget when a lady came to me with a 7 Series BMW and she said, this thing takes a PhD to drive and I've only got a master's. It wound up, she wrote me like a $10,000 or $15,000 check to get out from under it. She did not get the BMW from me. And then she got a Lexus. Not that the Lexus didn't have equipment, it did, but it was a lot more user-friendly. I spent the time with her to make sure she knew how to use it, and I guess they didn't adopt that plan at the BMW store before that had happened, so I found out how important it was right then at that moment to teach somebody how to use all the cool features in their car.
Okay, so the good news is there is help coming because they are standardizing what is currently automatic emergency stop assist, lane keep assist, and lane following, LFA, DAW, BCA, and HVA. I couldn't even make all that stuff up. That's the initials for what. So here's the deal. There's going to be driver control assistance, which is going to be adaptive cruise control, which is going to be steering and braking, lane assistance, that kind of thing. There's going to be collision warning. So you got blind spot warning in case you're changing lanes into somebody. You've got forward collision warning in case you're looking at your phone and the people in front of you stop. You've got lane departure warning in case you're DUI. You've got.
I'm just saying, it seems like the most obvious way to catch somebody.
The most common one that I've seen that's actually worked, rear cross traffic warning, where it warns you that someone is coming along the aisle behind you when you're trying to back out and can't see. To boot, there will be emergency braking that goes with that system. All of those things, including SmartPak.
What's that? Oh, SmartPak.
It's got SmartPak.
Anyway, all of those things are coming, and the names will be standardized to protect all us people that can't keep all the letters straight.
We need that with everything, now, just across the board.
Just so you know, ARP, the American Association for Retired People.
Ugh, another one of these letter things.
Has got classes that they give all over the country, and you can get them online, that will explain the features of your car and how you can use them just in case whoever you took delivery from didn't do a good job.
Well, and even if they did, let me just go ahead and say, they can do an exceptionally fantastic job, and some of us boomers don't have the brains to remember it all. And then most of us people in general need to be using it at the same time and then get used
hands
to it.
On.
Yes, it becomes a habit, just like putting on that seatbelt and using that turn signal. Well, yes, I'm going to weave that into every time I talk.
Who aren't boomers, though, like just don't have the patience. I was offered that service, and I said, no, I'll figure it out later, and I still don't know how to, like...
But you could go back and probably check out YouTube. There's a YouTube for just about anything.
But
I learned how to make Testo this weekend.
I don't know how to, like, set my seat where it adjusts when I get in automatically. And
well,
I've
that's... You just don't
for...
want to take the time
exactly.
to read it, then.
You just got to set your seat and push the button and hold it.
So maybe all of that should have been set on that first day.
But it probably was. But I said, no, I don't have time for that. I'll do it later. And then just never did.
Now
I need somebody to come to my house and do all that, too. Now that Richie's gone, I don't know how to work the sprinkler system. I don't know how to work our AC, like the thermostat. I don't know how to do the dishwasher.
You guys don't have a helm binder?
Yeah, but I'm not going to read all that.
Oh, of course.
Sure you're not.
It's already all preset.
You need an apartment.
All right, we're taking a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, the best darn part of this show. 877-881-1053 is how you can contribute. If you have a question, hit us up, or you can call AutoFlex because they're opening at 10 o'clock and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234. 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. As always, you can listen to the show on radio.com, and you can reach us at the 888 number if that's what you're doing. The Save Money Monday cars, they're right there at autoflex.com/1053. And you have to realize when you see those, there was another show on the radio I was listening to on the way to the studio, and they were talking about some of the come-ons that you see online, especially on they're called a come on down.
Come on down.
That's what they're called in the car business. And it shows that you can get a $60,000 car for $349 a month. And unless you have the ability to read that tiny little print, or you have a TiVo on your television, you can stop it.
Right.
Or you get lucky, you find out about the $9,840 it takes to get that low payment when you get there.
My
Not
sister,
until you when you get there.
My sister's been going through this. She's in the market.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, they said it was this much. I said, honey, they don't include the sales tax registration because these are national programs. And
right.
they cannot. It's different for every state. Oh. We have this conversation every several years. It's kind of cute.
Okay, so
I love her.
I'd like to.
She's so pretty.
I'd like to give a shout out to Sharon Quigley because Sharon was by and Sharon sent me a nice email this last week. Sharon is a Tolo, and we appreciate her business and her calling and
Sharon.
Talking to us. Also, and I love this name, Maricruz Villa Gomez. Maricruz Villa Gomez. He leased a 2020 Rogue from Brandy Neeson at AutoFlex Leasing, and I wanted to say thank you to Mara Cruz, or if you go by Mara, or if you go by Villa Gomez.
I bet he goes by Cruz.
I don't know, but I
or
like
dude.
The name.
I do.
It's a great
it's
name.
Sexy.
Anyway, I appreciate you choosing AutoFlex for your car.
And
now,
the Nissan Rogue, you will not be disappointed. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, does the SmartPoc feature, I can't say it right,
SmartPoc,
does that mention, that you mentioned, do parallel parking? It is my kryptonite. Okay, so if you'll
it's
go...
It's Lexi. Hey, Lexi, haven't heard from you in a few days.
It is Lexi. If you'll go to Autoflex's Facebook page, you'll have to go through about a week's worth of stories, but there is an article on exactly how to park parallel in your vehicle. And it's got a video that shows you exactly how you should do it as well.
Come by my house. I'll have you parallel parking in 10 minutes like a beast.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
Okay. So anyway, Lexi, there you go. Go to Autoflex's Facebook page. By the way, you can see all of the stories that we do and some great videos on Autoflex's Facebook page. If you want to know what the new Batmobile in The Batman, the movie that's coming out, we've got video of the new Batmobile on Autoflex's Facebook page. Also, and there's a really, I mean, if you're a car head, if you're a gearhead like me, the Detroit Autorama 2020, they've got some awesome, awesome pictures of the vehicles entered there. You talk about perfectly restored vehicles, and that's at Autoflex's Facebook. Also, the Detroit Autorama 2020 pictures. And finally, if you've ever wondered about the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette, there is a complete review of the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette and also some video right there at our Facebook page.
Yeah, because didn't it change a little with the body style?
It changed a whole lot because they made it a mid-engine car. So they made it like the Koenigsegg. They made it like all of the great supercars out there. And I've not driven it yet. It's supposed to drive just amazingly. The first one came off the line about 3 weeks ago. And I will drive one so I can talk about it on the show.
I just wonder how differently it vibrates. The car with it.
Well, the engine sets in the middle rather than the front or the back.
Like a Ferrari.
Yeah, like a Ferrari.
It'll be so sexy.
Have you turned on the television and heard about the coronavirus?
How can you not?
Or the radio.
What virus?
Or all of your friends. Well, I wondered how it was affecting the automotive business. And I had an opportunity this past week to talk to people all over the world about how the coronavirus was affecting their business. They're all in the business of selling and making vehicles. So they're manufacturers, they're aftermarket people, they're car salespeople, they're people that own car dealerships. And basically, here's what we found out. It's according to where you are, but in certain areas of the world, it has had a market effect on the car business in general and business in general. Because people are sequestered. They are self-containing. Mm-hmm. They are in, I can't think of the word. They're in, they're going into.
Quarantine?
Quarantine. They're self-quarantining. So what it means, and I saw this myself this last week, going to the store a week ago Thursday and going to the store, the same store this Thursday, was remarkably different.
How so?
A week ago, people were loading up paper products, water, cleaning supplies. They had baskets full. Mm-hmm. They were lined up back in the aisles. This Thursday, not a lot of people at the store. Everyone that was going to contain and self-quarantine, they'd already bought their stuff.
Huh.
And the people that were at the store were just buying normal stuff now. So those people do exist. Now, here's what it means.
What do we need to quarantine ourselves?
Here's what it means if you're in China. It means that their car business was off 90% in January and 88% in February, which means nobody was selling any cars.
That is a significant drop off.
Yeah, because the people don't want to spread coronavirus. They don't want to catch it.
Right.
So they are staying home. Now, what does that mean if you're a manufacturer of parts that go on automobiles? It means your production lines don't run because your people are self-quarantining. They're staying at home. So, and the government is telling people to stay home.
Right.
So how does that trickle down and affect our business? Well, first of all, if you're trying to buy a Buick that's built in China.
Oh, the like of the little Equinox, I think.
That car is not going to be openly, quickly available because where they build that car, they don't have production lines running right now. Ooh. if you're trying to buy a car with gears made in a factory in Wuhan, China, those gears are not coming out of that factory because that factory is not running because those people are staying home. How does that affect everyone here? Well, if you're the last guy hired at 7-Eleven, and they mainly needed you because of the overtime hours they were getting, you don't have a job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because not as many people are going to walk into the 7-Eleven as did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So,
but how soon will this hit us, really? Like,
well, you, no one knows. And here's the thing. It hasn't hit us. There are isolated cases in Houston. I think they're up to 8 now. There's none in Dallas. If you look on the West Coast around Seattle, there's a cluster. There's some in New York City. There's a couple in San Francisco.
Seems like the places where the cruise ships have come in.
And they're taking precautionary measures so it doesn't hit us. Like
right.
South by Southwest and Austin being
canceled.
Can
you believe?
It's crazy.
They canceled that.
First time in 34 years.
Yep.
And then, you know, there was a story earlier this week about Dallas police arresting somebody who claimed to have symptoms of coronavirus. And so they went and they checked out the suspect and nothing came of it. He got cleared. But then all 5 officers who had responded, they all had to be quarantined. They had to take in the motor vehicles and they all had to be cleaned out. And so just because one guy went, oh, I've got coronavirus, which was actually kind of smart so that he didn't have to go straight to jail. Like he got a little bit of like a,
that's funny.
Some free time. But yeah, but think of how, David, how it affects the rideshare business.
Well, and so that's it. In the newspaper yesterday, there are a number of Lyft and Uber drivers that no longer will pick people up leaving the airport.
I wouldn't want to. I don't even want to get in one. I got in one last weekend and she had a blanket on the back seat. And I was like, ooh, when was the last time you washed this? Because I bet people have sneezed on it. I bet like little kids
they
have crawled
sneeze
back
on
there.
In any seat.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But blankets, I feel like it just holds it more.
They do say Lysol kills a lot of these germs.
Yes.
That, you know, so I mean, just maybe Lysol in between the...
Lysol, Clorox, Kips. And Purell wipes have all been proven to kill coronavirus.
Exactly. So here's the thing. When we're seeing people shopping for cars, which is what we see, there was one company in China that had a very, very innovative idea, and they have actually suffered the least, and that is Geely. And Geely sells cars now online.
Brilliant.
You can go online. You can buy the car. You can handle the financing. You can do all of that. And they will deliver the car to your home so you do not have to leave to get your car.
And they're wearing a hazmat suit.
I don't think
so. I might have just made that up.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to point out, at Autoflex, we've been doing that for 35 years.
That's true.
People call us. They tell us what they want. They send us a text. They come online. They build. You can build any car you want to build at Autoflex.com. They build their cars. They send them to us. They tell us how long they want to keep them, how many miles they drive. In the case of a pre-owned car, they say, I want that pretty one right there. No payment for 45 days. And we deliver the car to their home or office.
I have been in more people's homes than the cable guys.
That's a lot.
I'm telling you. I have done so many contracts on the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
Many times on the center console of the car. Like if... One time I remember
this
could
so be taken out of context if people are just tuning in.
We were doing it on the console of the car.
I've been around everybody's houses on the kitchen counter and on the console.
Kitchen table.
Go ahead.
Anywhere but the bedroom.
And
anyway,
then,
one time on the center console of the minivan I was delivering to a couple whose the wife was already in the hospital having the baby number 3.
Wow.
And the husband came out to sign. He goes, I know we waited till the last minute.
You think?
They didn't really. They were planning it. The baby came early. It was a surprise for everybody. But fortunately, their van was available, and I took it up to the hospital so the baby could ride home in the new van. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
So, yeah, we've been doing it forever. Now, you know, should have trademarked that whole idea because now a lot of people are trying to capitalize on it.
Well, sure they are. And Geely is doing it fairly successfully, or as successful as anyone in China.
But then you got to want a Geely.
So a couple of other things to keep in mind. They did cancel South by Southwest. They canceled the Geneva International Auto Show, which is unbelievable. That's the first and largest auto show in Europe the first one of the season.
I see why they're doing it over there. I mean, since it's not so crazy here yet, I don't really understand that festival, but oh well.
Precautionary, because you're bringing in people from all those different areas.
Well, exactly. People from all over the world.
And also, yeah, just as David always says, it all goes back to business and making money. And think of all the heavy hitters who had pulled out, like Facebook, Twitter, Vivo, Mashable,
yep,
Apple, Netflix. I mean, everybody. And so they weren't going to have any of their big people there. Even artists like Ozzy Osbourne and people started saying, yeah, I think I'm going to sit this one out. So if you don't have anybody there to actually put on a festival and make money, then you don't really need to have it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Those same people that don't use their turn lanes are the ones that drive in the fast lane really slow. Okay, so here's the deal, folks. It is against the law to hang out in the left lane in Texas now. You can actually get a ticket for it. The left lane is made for passing. If you're passing, you should be in the left lane. If you're not, you should be in one of the other lanes. I don't care which one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not passing, stay out of the left lane. It's against the law. And use your turn signal. Ranch Pup's dad, yes, we will say a little prayer for you. Houston is a lousy place to drive a stock trailer, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's 24 feet long. And
he was showing cattle in Houston.
Hopefully Ranch Pup will be very happy to see you when you get back.
Oh, say a prayer because he's having to deal with Houston traffic?
Yes.
And he said one of the turn signals was out on his trailer.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, are you having to hang your arm out the old school way? Like, say a prayer and be careful and get lucky all at the same time in Houston traffic.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Do lenders look at your FICO score or credit score? Okay,
yes.
Here's the deal. It's like saying potato and potato.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is something called an auto-enhanced FICO score, and it gives a lender the ability to see whether or not you are going to pay them back in a timely manner. If you have customarily done it in the past, your FICO auto score, your auto FICO score will be higher than your standard FICO score, because it will show that you've had the ability to pay for a vehicle or a large item like that, and you have not been late. So what you want to look at is your auto-enhanced FICO score. That is what lenders look like when they are trying to make a loan decision.
Can a consumer access that on their own, or they need to contact like Autoflex?
Well, if you call Autoflex, we'll be glad to pull your auto FICO score, your auto enhanced FICO score, and give you a really good idea. And there's a couple of different scores you can pull, but the auto enhanced scores are the ones that you really, really need to concern yourself with, because those are the ones that the lenders are going to base their decision on.
Mm-hmm. Lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texters coming in. I kind of agree with this one, and it's going to be a hashtag unpopular opinion, but he says state governments need to ban 18-wheelers in the left lane, the expressway. I'm okay with that.
Well, I think a lot of 18-wheelers are also. But it's according to where you're at. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, that's one thing. If you're on the highway between here and Abilene, something else.
I know, but if it's a two-way or a two-lane highway, you can't just keep them in the right lane, because then they're in the way for everybody merging on and off. But if you're going to go 65, get out of the left lane.
Huh. Okay, so real quickly, I just want to mention this because this I thought was remarkable. Auto fuel economy has improved over the last few years, even with the proliferation of SUVs. SUVs make up almost 40% of all new cars sold now. It's a huge number, and it continues to grow. And even with that, our fuel economy has gone up 23% since 2004. And the emissions have gone down, again, remarkably, because of the fact we are building more fuel-efficient cars, and they tend to run cleaner than the cars that we produced before. So the target for CAFE requirements, the corporate average fuel economy, is going to be 40 miles per hour adjusted by 2025. And it looks like we may be close to hitting that.
Nice.
That's crazy.
But one little thing that I read in there was all these goofy fuel credits and like these weird credits they get for doing other things like electric cars. I feel like that's just skewing the numbers.
That's a whole segment.
All right.
So put that on the list for maybe next week.
hey, everybody, you know, you can message David through Facebook and tell him what you want to hear about.
Yeah.
And if you want to know more about
these fakey fuel credits,
let him know.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I once had a pedicure next to Sybil, and she was very ticklish.
Wasn't me, bro. I am not ticklish. So there.
Nice try.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is how to reach us. Or in 15 minutes, you can call Autoflex. The numbers are?
Any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars at Autoflex's autoflex.com/1053. You can see all the great Save Money Monday cars there. And I would like to give a shout out to John Hewlett, who got a Kia Sorento this last week, and Alfred Gaska, who got a Ford F-150, both from Brian Moran. Brian's a great guy. Been with Autoflex a long time, takes care of his customers really well. And so, John and Alfred, I appreciate your business. I appreciate you calling Autoflex. And we appreciate you guys being Tolos.
Yeah, we do. So, lots of Autoflex Leasing fan textures are coming in. And we also want to get into vehicles that get you lots and lots of mileage. Because I know people have stories. They hang on to their cars forever, and they end up reaching six figures on their odometer. So what do you want to talk about here, David?
Well, let's talk about cars that will run 200,000 miles, because that's really sort of the new gold standard in cars, because if a car will run 200,000 miles, it's a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got a situation where you're not going to drive a lot, you may drive 5,000, 6,000 miles a year, 8,000 miles a year, maybe even 10,000 miles a year, and you want to keep a car forever, then here are the cars that will work best for you. The number one car, average term, 15.7 miles, the Toyota Land Cruiser. 15.7 years, sorry. The Land Cruiser is a great people hauler. It's a reliable vehicle. They don't break. They're made by Toyota. And, oh, I got to talk about
Dan. And nobody can afford them.
Yeah. So I met a fellow named Dan last week who listens to the show every week. And I said, you know, Lexus builds a really good car. And he goes, yeah, but he said the Toyota Avalon is the best car for the money. And I looked at him and he goes, I listened to your show.
Hey. So, thanks, Dan.
Toyota Land Cruiser, 15.7 years. Next car in line, guess what? It's made by Toyota also, a Toyota Sequoia, 9.2 years. Ford Expedition. Nobody thinks about an Expedition as a 200,000-mile car. Mm-mm. It's a 200,000-mile car. The Chevrolet Suburban, and if you'll notice, these are all big SUVs. A lot of people buy these vehicles to keep them a long time. And so what we're looking for here is a car that will run a long time and not cost you a fortune. Oh, which reminds me of another conversation.
we go on and on about these conversations we have.
Next car, Toyota Highlander. Is there anybody notice that the most of the cars are made by Toyota, by the way?
Yes, I'm keeping track.
Then the next car, Chevrolet Tahoe. And the next car, same thing, GMC Yukon. And then finally, a Toyota 4Runner, a GMC Yukon, and a Honda Ridgeline.
So basically, you need a Toyota or a GMC if you want a car that's going to go over 200,000
miles. So, if you're looking for a vehicle you can keep, those are the kind of vehicles you should look at.
They're reliable.
Now, they'll work. Here's the other thing. Maybe you don't know for sure you want to keep it. They lease beautifully because they've got great resale value.
Right.
So, it's going to give you a really low lease payment. And then in 5 years...
Except for the Land Cruiser.
If you want to keep the car in 5 years, then you just simply roll it over into a loan or pay off the residual and keep the car. Again, it'll run up to 200,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. If you take good care of it. Of course, all of these need to be maintained for those things to occur.
Get your maintenance.
It's just that these are found on a regular basis, still running fine with a couple hundred
1,000 miles on them.
Right. I had a Land Cruiser. I got it used, kept it for a few years, and I was able to sell it and still make a profit off of it because it's such a good vehicle.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. I drive a Subaru. It's got over 200,000 miles on it. There are a lot of vehicles that will run 200,000 miles. Most of your pickups, if you take care of them and change the oil, your Ford F-150, your Chevrolet Silverado, your Dodge Ram, they'll run 200,000 miles. All of your diesel pickups are designed to run 200,000 miles. And by the way, when you get ready to trade in that diesel, give us a call because there's different places in the country where those cars are worth gold. And we'll help you get gold for the car.
Yes, indeed.
Ford F-250, 99 Ford F-250, has almost 400,000 miles
on it. Wow.
Yeah, that's really, really nice. Wow. He said people keep asking if they can buy it. Nope.
So, how do they know if they have, maybe they've been inside and they know it has.
So now the hypermilers are just burning up the facts because there are a lot of vehicles, the text, because there are a lot of vehicles that will run 200,000 miles.
That's true.
The people trying to buy his F-250, they have no clue about the miles that are on it. It's the fact that it is still running. Uh-huh. It's a 99, and it's a 3/4 ton, which means it's a hauling machine.
Gotcha.
And it also means, since it's used, it could possibly be more affordable than trying to buy one of these things new. You think the Land Cruiser is expensive for what you get? Check out one of these F-250s. Just go online, see what you can get. A hauling, that's a piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for Joe and Mary that live on the block, down the street.
Right, in a cul-de-sac.
To drive to and from. No, that is a working man's truck.
Got it.
Period. For hauling cattle. Right, Ranch Pup's dad?
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm a mechanic and I do my own work on my own cars. And every car that I've had has lasted at least 200,000 miles, some almost 300,000.
Wow.
So if you take care of a vehicle and service it, it will last a long time. We've talked about yellow lights before and how it's tough to get through some intersections because the light turns yellow so quickly. Well, a gentleman from Newburyport, Massachusetts, this last week, won a court case over a ticket, a red light ticket, his wife got. He made a study of yellow lights and how long it takes to get through intersections.
Like how long it actually stays on yellow.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And how long a car is in the intersection when the light turns yellow. And he thought about a couple of different things. I thought this was really interesting. If you're going straight, you go through the intersection much faster.
Yep.
If you're turning left, you slow down. If you're turning right, you slow down even more. So it takes longer for your vehicle to clear the intersection.
That is a good point.
By the way, the courts there tried to charge him for engineering without a license when he was about halfway through this deal. But
it's funny.
He went up against the Oregon Board of Engineers and won his case. Because most yellow lights turn before someone turning right or turning left can get fully through the intersection. And I think we did the story back when we were talking about red light cameras. And there were several municipalities that had actually speeded up the yellow lights.
Yep.
So they didn't stay caution as long. And then the red light camera wrote people tickets. Well, this is a case of where a guy actually did the research, followed through, stayed with it for years, literally, and won. And now the yellow lights in Oregon last longer because of Matt Jahlstrom's work.
Yay.
He actually won. By the way, for those of you all old enough to remember, there was a movie called Starman, mm-hmm. which had Jeff Bridges, I think.
Yeah.
And in the movie, he was sitting in the front seat of a car. He was a man from another world.
He's an alien.
And the driver said, "Do you know what the yellow, red, and green lights mean?" Because he was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Yeah, the yellow means you go very fast."
Go very fast.
By the way, if you want to see that film clip, it's right there at Autoflex's Facebook page. with the story on the man that won the multi-year battle to prove yellow lights should last longer.
I like it. He should do that everywhere.
Everywhere. And I'm watching you, Dallas, from way up here in the intercom building. I'm watching you not using your turn signals as you switch lanes on Central Expressway. I see you, little white car, cutting off that truck. I did not see a signal, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, in the car, she breaks the language barrier when that happens.
I speak French.
Yes. All right. If we didn't have a chance to get to your AutoFlex leasing fan text, they're going to be open in less than 5 minutes. So feel free to give them a call. They can help you out at any local area code 234-1234 or AutoFlex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Larry. We've got Fan Jam with Will and Sterling coming up next. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.